Good evening, motherfuckers. It's none other than 16 Megabyte back here with a new episode. It's been a while, I know, a couple days, but I'm back again with a new one. Don't worry, I'm here. I'm here, people. Ya boy's here. Anyway, the thing is that I just started up and was thinking through some things I'd like to talk about and all that. I figured a good thing maybe to start this back off would be Taz the Tasmanian Tiger. I don't really have much to talk about, but I think it's maybe an interesting thing to lead with because, you see, it was actually a competitor to most of the 3D platformers, you know, we expect, like Super Mario, Zelda, fucking, I mean, if anyone remembers fucking Blinks, the cat, you know. Sonic the Hedgehog, all that shit. Like, Taz was supposed to be another one to the bunch, but I guess it kind of overinflated itself when it first started, you know. Like, I think what they did was all three of the series kind of came out around the same time, so it kind of just was like, oh, a new game. It's not, like, the biggest deal in the world. And so I guess people didn't really, you know, it didn't really catch on because of that. The games weren't that big of a deal. But, nevertheless, it still was a pretty cool series, because, well, I think the best way to describe it is, think about, how do I put this? Think about, like, you know, in typical games, you don't really, I guess in, like, Mario or Sonic, you have the ability to run, jump, you know, go really fast and stuff, you know, all that shit. In Taz, you basically have the ability to fucking, like, you know, fly around. And it's really cool. Like, you can fly around different areas. You can, oh, actually, shit, I forgot. There was actually four. Now that I think about it. And the fourth one was actually 2D, which is interesting. I didn't know that. But, yeah, you have the ability of flying around with boomerangs, and, like, you have a double boomerang setup, which is pretty cool. Has lots of Aussie references, so if you like Aussie, you know, shit. Even though it's not, like, a bunch of shit posts, you know, you got that whole Aussie sort of, like, vibe going on in that game, which is pretty fun. So you might like that. In all, I mean, okay, so another thing with the platforms is, I mean, they also got re-releases, so while they were made for the GameCube, the PlayStation 2, and the original Xbox probably would be best quality, they also were re-released for the Switch, PlayStation 4, Windows, and Xbox One, which is pretty cool. So I'd say definitely check that out. In regards to Lou, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I am wondering about your thoughts. I mean, I don't know if you finished the whole Evangelion series, but do I know how you felt after you rewatched it? Because that's got to be, that must have been fun for you. I don't know. I think it's a mind fuck. You got to say, it's definitely a mind fuck, if anything. But anyway, let's get into the boards for today. See what's going on VR. So, first and foremost, Genesis plus Sega CD 32X. What a joke. Should have come with its own power strip. I would agree. That would have been a good idea. And what's interesting is they actually show, people show, like, little, on this thread, they show a little bit of ways people dealt with it. Sega did sell one. I didn't know that. I was going to post this. Literally had to produce this own thing to solve the problem. They show a photo. Oh, it's not even, it's just what they're saying that they made is literally just a normal power strip with, like, in between every single one of the letters, like, a different plug. So literally they're wasting 1, 2, 3, 4 different slots where plugs could be, so they could add Sega in there. So not only is it a waste of, like, actual plug resources, it's like, it's just a shitty thing. It's not like all the cables are plugged in with it. or, like, integrated into it. If, like, listen, if all the power bricks were, like, one long power brick, okay, that'd be cool. That would work. But the other way, I don't know. It just seems like a gimmicky thing that just doesn't seem like it would work. Second results says it did add on. It was a squid thing that came in a box. I don't know where mine is, but a pick attached, but not as nice and brown. So I guess there was a different one. I don't know. I don't see anyone posting pictures of it. Squid video game. Oh, problem solved. What is that supposed to be? Retro game supply. Oh, that's actually kind of cool. So they the retro game supply store. I think that's actually where I got my Phantom cartridge for my Sega Saturn. It combines all the cables into one. Huh. That feels like... I feel like that would explode really easily, because it looks like just a normal 12-volt. It doesn't look like anything that big. But hey, you know what? If it works, who knows? They also have another one from Castlevania Games. Might look at that. That looks a little bit more stable, but it's a little bit more money, so I don't know. I think people should just, like, there's probably a way you can make it yourself. And it's probably really easy. I think you just need a shitty power supply or something. Let's see. Solutions, comma, find them. Let's show some extenders. Well. I don't want to start shilling a bunch of stuff that I don't even own. What remakes are VR approved? First one is Heart Gold Soul Silver. Shit, dude. That game was fun. That was like my first experience of like... Well, I mean, a game that was remade. Because I didn't really grow up on Fire Red or... Fire Red or whatever the other one was. I grew up on Diamond and Silver. Diamond and Pearl. And then... You know, I played Heart Gold and Soul Silver from the beginning, but I didn't get through it. I think I lost the game or something. But shit, that game is fun. Although the price is overinflated now. Anyway, only the ones that VR are VR in their own right. Good point. Super Mario All-Stars, someone shows that. Centering impressive Green Fireball and Toad House. It's cringe. Huh. Shows how Teletubbies is a copy of fucking Lord of the Rings. That's actually kind of funny. The game is good enough to deserve a remake. It generally doesn't need it. Oh, that actually looks really nice. Wild Guns Reloaded and Ninja Warriors. Ooh, Pocky and Rocky. I've never heard of that. That actually looks kind of cool. Like, the graphics look nice. Pocky and Rocky. Huh. Yeah, that actually looks very nicely made. Like, that's 16-bit graphics, but, like, shit. Even has, like, the remake has, like, really good shading and all that. It looks like they remade it for the GBA, too. Or maybe that's a port. I don't know. That's cool. Alright. Let's do two more threads for today. What are your favorite color hacks? Super Mario 2 DX... Just found Super Mario 2 DX, and I'm wondering if there are any other good ones that I'm missing. Alright. Not many of these. They usually look bad, but this looks great. Nothing compares to changing to custom SGB palettes for each world. Since posting the thread, I checked out both Super Mario Land DX and Super Mario Land Color. They both sucked, and I'm inclined to believe you. At least someone posted this link. It for this good one because it deserves it, and it shows a they both suck, so I'm inclined to believe you. I will at least post the link so for this good one because it deserves it. And then they post a CD romance link. So I guess maybe there was the second one was good, but the first two were kind of shitty iterations. Maybe they like I bet you the developers kind of just started developing with those two games, and then when they got to the second one, they kind of had a better idea, so they were able to make it a lot better looking and all that. I don't know. So, Dr. Mario, Mario DX hack, Kirby's Dream Land. What? Wait, they made a DX hack of that? I gotta look that up. Those graphics gotta look. What were the graphics? God, I sound like those faggots. Ooh, That actually looks like some solid, like, remakes of graphics. Good shit. Pix is unfortunately a mock-up AIK. It was never made into a full hack. Oh, that's nice. They remade Pokemon Yellow, but like they got different shaded trees and all that. That probably would be too hard to put on like the small little cards. They might need to like use a different repro card for something like that. It might be able to be done. I don't know. There are color hacks for Gen 1, but they don't look this good though. I bet those trees. Making those trees more in one color is more complicated than it seems to. Maybe it's a meme, but the way every town has different color palette in the original is charming. It'd be neat if that was kept intact in a hack like this. Only familiar with Gen 2 conversion of Gen 1 graphics. Look like. I would actually like to play a Pokemon game with muted realistic colors. Their color mod that would does this for GBA games. Viridian Forest, everything looks brown. That looks autumn. Alright, let's see. Ew, what the fuck? Mom at McDonald's. Can we stop at McDonald's? We have food at home. Food at home. And it's two pieces of bread and an egg in the inside. Be Nintendo. Don't include a second pair of face buttons. Don't include a dedicated digital audio processor. Don't include a backlight. The face one. Hey, it didn't need all that shit to make a good graphics, but you know what? I guess they were overselling it. Who knows? I kind of have a mixed love-hate relationship with like Nintendo. First off, they're based because they don't take shit from like most of the time they don't take shit from like a bunch of PC culture, which makes most of their games really nice and pure. But like at the same time, you get like a bunch of really shitty, how do you put it? You also get some really shitty pricing. I don't know. It's a double-edged sword. Interesting small details that greatly improve a game. Huh. Let's see. I'll do like three of these maybe. Alright. So they show normal and perfect form, and they show how there's like a couple little rainbow extra colors they added to the texture. That's actually cool. I didn't know they added an extra texture map to Bowser in Mario 64 for like that iron map, but that's cool. Some unexplained lore is the best lore. They have like scratch marks on a tree from, I think, what is it, Zelda? Ooh. Dory the dino that lives in underwater. Dory, a dino that lives in water of Hazy Maze Cave, returned to New Super Mario Bros. In Super Mario 64 DS. However, his appearance has changed with an addition of goggles, possibly to prevent children from being frightened by the character, since his original appearance scared some children. And I initially thought he was just a Pokemon or some shit. Changing character's design because it scared people is the definition of censorship. I feel like once you change, like, I don't know, something to look a little bit more cute, when you look back at it, I feel like making that change makes the thing more creepy than it actually is. I don't know. Did they establish that Dory's species is related to Koopa and Yoshi? Anyway, it did would look... Ah, fuck. It would look horrible. Terrible with the upscaling. Is there any concept art for Dory? Huh. Nobody posted concept art, but... Possibly. Great example of censorship where you make a shit up to prove a point. Has scared people. I don't buy this, except for the moray eels, which are IMHO a lot creepier. Ooh, this. Why would they censor Bowser like this? Stupid mandate. It shows, huh. I don't see what they mean. Maybe they're just memeing. I don't fucking know. Oh, there's no Mario mandate. It's called consistent design. Same reason Pikachu was a fat fuck but slimmed down with better art, and now he not only looks like that. I guess that's a good point. Alright, let's see. And, yeah. Doesn't seem like there's much going on VR. I think the main thing people were talking about... Oh, I guess, you know, since I...
There's a thread about it right now, but I should mention it. The Analog Pocket. Fuck. That thing was very interesting. I think last episode I talked about how people were remaking... Well, I mean, they were all coincidentally uploading videos at the same time talking about it. And, you know, they were all shilling the product and all that. But one thing I think a lot of people didn't know, I mean, noted about it, or kind of overlooked when they were selling or shilling the product, was, you know how normal, you know, like, new devices usually get smaller in size over time, besides phones, you know, they usually get wider and shit, but, yeah. They fatten this thing up compared to, like, any of the consoles. I think it's even a little bit thicker than the original Game Boy. Might not, or maybe the Pocket. They were comparing it to the Game Boy Pocket. It can't, but the main thing is this, this Analog Pocket, it can't even fit in a fucking pocket. Like, they showed a photo, video of a guy trying to fit it in, and, like, barely fit in. It's, like, even bigger, I think it's bigger than, what's it called, the Clockwork Pi emulator. So, dude, I don't know. It just, it looks way too big. And the whole point, you know, is you don't want to carry around a brick. The whole point of, like, a Game Boy game or something like that is that you can easily just, like, slide in your pocket and be about your day. It's not like, it's like carrying around a CD, one of those portable CD players. It completely defeats the purpose. I don't know, I like some portable CD players, but, you know, it's not something I would carry around in my pocket. Anyway, point being is I don't really... Not only do I not like the idea of everyone shilling the product at the same time and having the same opinion about it, it's that, like, you know, stuff like that that are kind of important to whether a console's good or not, you know. It's upsetting that they didn't show that. But then again, I mean, there was a market for the Nintendo Switch, and there was is a market for the Steam Deck, so I guess you could say that people do like some wider consoles, that's true. However, I don't know, there's a portability factor that some people do enjoy, and that's why, you know, sometimes I enjoy playing my Game Boy more than my Switch or whatever, you know? I mean, it's all personal preference at the end of the day, but, you know, that's just my thoughts. Also, I mean, for fuck's sake, you can probably... people are, you know, reselling them online for over $900, even though they're $200, but still, $200 is a very expensive price. Like, if you want to get a, like, used GBA, I think I paid, like, $60 or $70 for mine, but, like, they're still relatively cheap, and they, you know, it doesn't fucking emulate the hardware, you know? It's good overall, and, you know, they don't add a bunch of DRM stuff. If you want to add ROMs and shit to, like, you know, a bootleg cartridge or whatever. I don't know, just my two cents, but, yeah, again, hopefully you guys like this episode. I'm going to try to make other ones. Definitely send an email if you guys have suggestions for things I should cover. I'll be trying to upload a little bit more. Just trying to get back in the schedule of things. But hopefully everyone's good. I'll see you all around. Peace.